Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation, and WebEx, the global leader in on-demand collaborative applications.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hello, this is Jennifer Jones with Marketing Voices, and today my guest is David Applebaum, who's VP of Marketing for Big Fix. And some of you may recognize David's voice because he was on last week's show, but it was on a video podcast that I did. But this week I've asked David back because he is very expert, I've learned, on social media metrics. And I know that that's a topic that a lot of people have asked me to do a show on. I've done a couple of shows on metrics, but from the perspective of tools with Pete Blackshaw, for example, of Nielsen Buzz Metrics. But what I wanted to do today was really have David describe how he has actually used these tools that he's going to be talking about in a few seconds, and then also about how he looks at using metrics overall. So, David, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Jennifer. Glad to be here today.
Great. Well, again, thank you for coming back. So let's just run right into it. So what do you think is the most important thing for people in the marketing business to consider about social media metrics? I mean, think tips, if you would, please.
Absolutely. I think the key thing that any marketer needs to begin to take into account as they're moving into social media is their context and the frame of reference. Social media isn't like a traditional kind of marketing program, you know, where you're going to do a certain number of activities and you're going to be able to expect a measured kind of response. You have to put yourself in the mind of almost a television programmer. Who's your demographic? What is the target vehicles by which you're going to reach that demographic? And what is the value of an eyeball when you're able to pierce that and to be able to align with that? Once you've got that eyeball, what are the ongoing activities? What's the reinforcement that you're going to do across multiple media types to really own that eyeball? Make sure that your brand is making the impression you want it to make, that you're encouraging the kind of follow-up activities across an entire activity cycle, really beginning to put them into the sales cycle. So at the end of the day, that eyeball becomes a prospect, becomes a customer. And so it's looking at the whole spectrum of activities that you can do. So starting at things like a viral video. Okay, great. So you've got the viral video. How do you move that prospect to the next step? Well, one of the things that I do and that I found to be extremely effective is we turn our viral videos into a direct response advertisement. So we're advertising for ourselves in our ads, right? So it sounds kind of basic, but it's a critical step. Most organizations, they create a video or they create some kind of content, throw it out there, and forget the fact that you want something in response from your target audience, from your prospect. So we're just very bold about it. We take our viral videos, so the Ray Hopewood campaign is an example. We have a banner advertisement in our fake web page, and that was one of the reasons why we use that particular kind of vehicle, so we can actually incorporate a traditional kind of banner advertisement within our non-traditional viral video. So it points directly back to Big Fix. We provide significant integration across multiple media types so that we're consistently reinforcing and guiding a viewer or a consumer of our content, you know, to the primary message that, you know, Big Fix is a different kind of software company. We tell the truth. We want you to sign up for a trial and then provide multiple opportunities across those different media types for them to engage with us and really create a dialogue with that customer. From that point on, we then use a variety of different analytic tools that we can track the individual across these different media types. So we use, for example, on our website, we use a high degree of Google Analytics across all our different properties so that we can track their IP address, we can track where they're coming from, we can see how long they're spending on particular types of content, so we can continuously refine our message, continuously refine the content that we have out there, and do it with a great amount of speed. Speed in this case is key. You know, as we're finding things working, we can adjust them, we can emphasize them, we can move them up in the priority list. The things that aren't working, we can get rid of them almost immediately. And that way, we can keep a very, very tight rein on the message, we can keep a very focused delivery of that message, and more importantly, we can control across multiple media types, so from blogs to the viral videos to keyword search and landing pages to print advertisements all the way across the entire marketing mix. We also use a lot of correlation. So again, we use another program called LeadLander. What LeadLander does is tracks the IP addresses of the individual companies who come directly to our website. So, of course, with any kind of marketing program, you know, part of the goal, of course, is to bring those eyeballs back to your main site so they understand your product offerings as well as, you know, the kinds of corporate information you want them to walk away with. We correlate that data utilizing Excel. We generate multiple reports, and we see where do we have matches, where do we have a preponderance of individuals within a particular company or a particular region that have been affected by the various campaigns that we run, and make sure that that information goes directly to our telemarketing group and outbound sales. Once we get a name in the system, we then really narrow down. It's almost like a laser-like focus on providing direct one-to-one marketing to those individuals. So we start very, very broad. We have a high degree of integration across our multiple media types. We have a very high degree of direct response interaction points within those media types, so our customers can create dialogue with us. And then once we actually get the demographic information, you know, the real name, rank, serial number, we can then begin to directly target those individuals in a one-to-one basis and bring them into the sales funnel.
Okay, so you've raised a lot of things here. So let me try to focus you on a couple of them.
Yeah, we gave you the dump then.
Yeah, you know, it's great. So Google Analytics, you said you use, and that's free.
We do. That is free. And it's a surprisingly robust system, particularly for a free system, in terms of both IP analysis, in terms of content duration, location, referring sites, and more importantly, especially for us, we do a very pretty in-depth campaign around keyword sponsorship. And so we're able to see the conversions from search terms into keywords into content as a closed loop through Google Analytics.
So now, do you do this with inside staff, or do you use agencies, or how do you execute all this?
Sure. I utilize several different agencies for my outbound communication. So I utilize a media buying service known as Just Media. They're a very famous, I shouldn't say famous, but they're a very popular media group here in the East Bay. They're actually headquartered in Berkeley. And they negotiate both print placement rates as well as banners and our keyword search campaigns. So in this way, we can provide common tracking, common source codes, common spotlight tags across our banners and across our keywords, and then be able to provide that funnel directly into Google Analytics. So they've been very good for us. And also just from a cost standpoint, it's always good to work with a media buying group like Just Media, because they're in a better position to negotiate bulk rates, additional marketing activities and merchandising, white paper distributions from different kinds of content sites, et cetera. So we utilize them. We utilize, through the use of our social media production company, they're the ones that actually make our landing pages for us for the viral and, you know, from the last go-around, that's Rasic Experience. And Barack,
he was the one that was on the interview with you last week for Big Fix, right? Yeah,
exactly. And I have them working very closely with Just Media. So again, we have that closed loop kind of system. We're using the same kind of tagging schemes. We're using the same funnels into our analytics programs between LeadLander, Google, and then our log files, so that we can track and source the different traffic that's occurring. What's key for all of this, you know, from beginning to end, is fundamentally what you're doing is you're asking a person to engage with you, and you're asking permission to engage with them. And so along the entire path, you know, from social media engagement all the way down into a sales cycle, you're requesting something from a person. You have to give them something in return. One of the benefits of social media is that you're providing entertainment in some senses. So for us, it's very important that we take a very edgy kind of approach, a very humorous approach, so that we're entertaining the people that we're touching. As we get to the final stages where we've approached this individual, we've been able to engage with them across multiple media types, we're now at the point where we understand what they're looking for, what are some of the interest areas that they have. We provide them gifts, basically, for taking a meeting with a salesperson. So that because we understand through the different levels of interaction that they're interested in, say, data loss prevention and antivirus, we keep on hand numerous bits of giveaways that are not radically expensive, but also are not cheap. You know, they're of a good quality. In the case of antivirus and security software, for example, we gave out some very nicely Big Fix branded sun protection products during the summer. And we would send it to these individuals, and we'd say, great, so we've been interacting with you. We know this is what you're interested in. You know, thanks for following along. We would like to schedule a meeting with you on such and such a day, and until then, you know, keep yourself protected, you know, and here's some products to do that. Those kinds of campaigns, now we've walked them through the entire media cycle. We've gotten their permission to engage with them across these multiple types, and now what we're doing is the final close, which is meet with us, here's something for your time. And once you do that, once you give them the incentive to meet with you, all of a sudden you're dealing at a very different level with this prospect. It's no longer a struggle to try and get a meeting. It's no longer a hardship in terms of how you approach this person. You're not imposing on them anymore. What you now have is a relationship with this person. You've given them something. They now feel obligated to speak with you. And because you've entertained them, you've given them things across the line, you fundamentally asked permission to engage with them and then paid them off at the end of every visit, there's an equality in the mix that you simply don't have through other kinds of direct marketing approaches, you know, either going all the way with direct marketing or all the way with viral. And so it's that comprehensive relationship that you build where it becomes, you know, you really get the payoff at the end.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. You've got a lot of advice. So I have been talking to David Applebaum, who's VP of Marketing at Big Fix. David, thank you so much for joining me in Marketing Voices.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome. So until next week, for all my listeners, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.